You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
The word is TPM. Spelled T for trusted, P for platform, and M for module. Definition: a computer chip designed to specifically handle all the computer's cryptographic functions, but is separate from the running operating system and the underlying CPU. Example sentence: most PCs that have shipped since 2016 have a TPM. Origin and context. In 1976, Whitfield Diffie and Martin Hellman published their research on the Diffie-Hellman key exchange, the beginnings of asymmetric encryption. Before, if I wanted to pass encrypted messages with a trusted source, say Alice, we both had to first agree on the secret key that we each would use to encrypt and decrypt the messages. With the Diffie-Hellman key exchange, that all changed. Each party would generate two keys, a private key and a public key. Alice and I would post our public key somewhere that everybody on the internet could see, say our bio footer at the end of all of our email messages. We would list our name, phone number, and public key, for example. To send an encrypted message to Alice, I would use her public key to encrypt the message and mail it off. Alice would use her private key to decrypt it. Diffie and Hellman invented the math. They called it a one-way function that made it impossible to decrypt the message with the public key. But the only way for Alice to decrypt it was to use her private key. Brilliant. The question that comes to the fore immediately then is, how do you secure your private key so that any would-be man-in-the-middle ne'er-do-wells can't steal it and use it to decrypt all your secret messages? You could store it on your computer's random access memory, your hard drive, or maybe even in your boot sector. But if the fancy bear hackers compromised your machine, they would have access to your private key. Enter the Trusted Platform Module, or TPM. The idea was to build a computer chip that would sit on the motherboard, separate from the CPU, and designed to specifically handle all the computer's cryptographic functions. The TPM chip would have a private key hardwired on it. The operating system could send public keys and hashes into the TPM, and the TPM could verify, authorize keys and hashes, and send out new public keys. But Fancy Bear couldn't get access to the private key on the chip. The first accepted specification of TPM came in 2003. By 2008, most personal computers and servers had TPMs. And in 2009, the International Organization for Standardization published the standard. But there were issues with the specification, and it didn't really catch on in the mainstream. Work continued, though, and in 2019, ISO published version 2.0 of the specification designed to fix most of the issues. 2 years later, in October 2021, Microsoft released Windows 11 with a strict requirement that the underlying hardware running the operating system must have a TPM 2.0 module. Nerd reference. In a YouTube Computer File episode in July of 2021, Dr. Steve Bagley explains how a separate TPM module on your computer works.
One of the things that Windows 11 is going to require a PC to have is to have a Trusted Platform module as part of it. So basically, the Trusted Platform module is a little chip, which is effectively a very small computer in its own right. It's running software that can store keys, it can generate random numbers, secure random numbers. It provides the sort of support that you would need in the computer system to do cryptographic type of functions in a secure way.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.